Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, May 31st, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Margaret Spann. Margaret is going into the fourth grade. She's 9 years old, and she is the daughter of Lucy and Stephen Spann. We look forward to you reading for us today, Margaret, and then at the end of the podcast, you and I will have a time where we sit down to talk about things of life and faith. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Our first reading is John chapter 20, verses 24 through 31. Jesus appears to Thomas. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. I see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Our second reading is Proverbs chapter 30, verses 24 through 33. Four things on earth are small, yet they are extremely wise. Ants are creatures of little strength, yet they store up their food in the summer. Hyraxes are creatures of little power, yet they make their home in the crags. Locusts have no king, yet they advance together in ranks. A lizard can be caught with the hand, yet it is found in kings' palaces. There are three things that are stately in their stride, four things that move with stately bearing, a lion mighty among the beasts, who retreats before nothing, a strutting rooster, a he-goat, and a king secure against revolt. If you play the fool and exalt yourself, or if you plan evil, clap your hands over your mouth. For as churning cream produces butter, and as twisting the nose produces blood, so stirring up anger produces strife.
Thank you so much, Margaret, for joining the podcast and for reading so beautifully for us. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, I have my parents, Lucy and Stephen Spann, and my sisters are twins, Mary and Laura, and then my brother, James, he edits the podcasts.
Yes, he does, and he is so helpful to me. Your family seems to be so tight-knit, meaning that you do a lot together, and it looks like you love each other so much. What is it like growing up in your home?
Well, normally me and my sisters like to go outside and throw the Bima, which is like a giant version of a Frisbee. My family and I often eat dinner together.
And when I came to dinner at your house, I remember everybody having a job. What is your job at dinner time?
My job is normally to clean off the sunroom table.
And I remember that you guys have dogs. Do you love dogs?
Yes.
What are your dogs' names and what are their breeds?
Well, my dog, Baron, he is 2 years old now, and he is a German Shepherd mix. And then I have another dog named Buster. He's 14 years old, and he is a Chihuahua mix. And my dog, Betsy, she is 100% King Charles Cavalier Spaniel.
How did your dogs get their names? I noticed they all have B's.
I was only alive when we named Baron, so my grandmother actually gave me Baron for a pet, and I named it Baron because I thought that all of the dogs, it would be cute if they all had B names.
I do think it's cute as well. I hear you are a Taylor Swift fan. Do you have a favorite song?
My favorite song is All Too Well, and I know all of the words to that song, too.
Is that one that plays on the radio? Would I recognize it?
I don't think so. I haven't ever heard that many Taylor Swift songs on the radio, so I don't really know.
What do you like to do for fun, Margaret?
Normally, I like to go outside and throw the frisbee with my sisters a lot, and then a lot of the times I'll walk over to my neighbor's house and call over my friend CJ, and we like to play upstairs in the playroom.
What do you play in the playroom?
Well, normally we make up games. Last week, we were playing once and we made an obstacle course and took pillows from the couch and used the beanbag and the trampoline.
Well, I know that you like to dance and sing as well. Where do you dance and what do you like about it?
So I go to Steeple Arts Academy of Dance, and I like it because there are a bunch of different things you can do. And this year was our recital year, and I got to be in three different dances. The first one was called April Showers because the theme of the recital was happy seasons. So every section of the dances would be a different season. And my first dance was called April Showers. Then I was a leader for 5-year-olds, I think. And that was in the Christmas season, and it was called Mistletoe. And then I was in the finale dance, which is supposed to be New Year's. The finale was really fun because my sisters got to be in a dance, and it was their last year in the recital, and I got to dance with them for the last time.
If I remember correctly, your mom dances and teaches at Steeple Arts as well. Is that true?
Yes. So she teaches my leader dance that I did for the 5-year-olds and a bunch of other younger kids.
And I know that you sing. Do you take singing lessons or do you just learn to sing at church?
I do choir at this church. I don't really take lessons anywhere else, but I do sometimes sing in piano lessons.
One other activity that I know you and your mom share is Girl Scouts. How long have you been a Girl Scout, and what do you guys do?
So I started Girl Scouts in kindergarten, and in Girl Scouts we normally learn things about dogs or animals or camping, and we're about to go on our first camping trip.
Do you like to camp?
I go to Camp Skyline every summer, and I am now taking it for 2 weeks.
When you go to Camp Skyline, what are some of your favorite activities?
I really like rock climbing. I used to like horseback riding, but now I discovered that I was allergic to horses.
Oh no, that's no good.
I also like to take archery, and I like how we have different clubs, and at the end of the day, we always have a different activity. So the first day of camp will be cabin fun night, and each one of the cabins will get to do a different activity. So you can do swimming or spa night. And also, after that, we always have campfire, which is reading the Bible around the campfire, and then we normally like to sing songs about God.
Do you have a favorite song from Camp Skyline?
I really like Light the Fire, which is a song, but there are two parts to it. One person will be singing a part, and a group will be singing the other. I like the chorus in the song because that's where we have two parts. So someone will be saying, light the fire, and the second person will go, light the fire, and then it'll go on. So whatever the first person says, the other person will follow.
Okay, so after light the fire, what are the next lyrics?
It says, in my soul, and then fan the flames, keep me whole. Lord, you know where I've been, so light the fire in my heart again.
You've been coming to Mountain Brook Baptist your whole life. What do you like about church?
I really like church because during Sunday school, we have a bunch of activities, and then we'll watch something on the TV that goes along with our Bible verse. And normally, every time we hear about the Bible or something, we'll make a craft about it or play a game about it.
Who is your Sunday school teacher?
Her name is Miss Jenny.
Miss Jenny is awesome. When you placed your faith in Jesus, how old were you, and what are some different points along the way where you've learned more about what it means to follow him?
Well, I was 6 years old. I'm pretty sure I was in kindergarten, and it was during COVID, during VBS. And I decided to say that I wanted to place my faith in Jesus. I told my mom, and then I told Miss Sharon, and Miss Sharon was really happy about it. So happy, in fact, that she wanted me to go up onto a stage and tell everyone.
I actually remember that now because, Margaret, I don't know if you know this, but I also came to faith after Vacation Bible School one night. And that just reminds us that as Vacation Bible School is coming up in just a week or so, that we can be praying that the students would come to faith. And there's a prayer calendar on the e-newsletter. And also on June 9th, the Sunday before Vacation Bible School, there's going to be a prayer walk at around 12 p.m. Kathy Benton and Brenda Knapp are organizing this, so you can touch base with them for more information. Speaking of Vacation Bible School, what is your favorite part?
I like Vacation Bible School because we get to sing songs, and normally there's a theme, and we get to learn about all that happened in the Bible.
On Wednesday night, I know that you also attend children's activities. What are they like?
At missions, we normally do crafts about the Bible like we do in Sunday school, and recently, because of the renovation, we get to go to the playground. And in music, during choir, we normally mostly sing songs, but often we will go into the hall and do something called class door, because we have choir cred, which is like fake money, but we get it when we're doing good in choir. And then at the very end of like each month, normally, we get to do a class door.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. What have you bought in the class door?
Sometimes they have miniature squishmallows. Last time they had a class door, they had an electric piano.
Wow. I remember at the spring concert, you had a solo in one of the choir songs. And so if it's okay with you, at the end of the podcast, I'm going to play a recording of that song. That song was so meaningful to me. Tell us about the lyrics.
The lyrics remind us to slow down and always remember to put your faith in God.
Margaret, thank you so much for joining the podcast. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Yes. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for all of the time you have been with us and helped us. And thank you for this church and VBS and everything we get to do. And remind us to slow down, just as we were talking earlier, and put our faith in you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.